الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth at you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Now, today's topic will be on prohibited actions, things that Muslims are not allowed to do. And keep in mind, this is just a short list, maybe the shortest list of things that we are not allowed to do. Now, it was narrated by Ibn Umar. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, a man mentioned to the Messenger of Allah that he was often deceived in dealings. The Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, he said, when you enter into a transaction, you should say there should be no deception. Or basically, in other words, the man said, look, when I deal with people, they take from me. They kind of deceive me. And so he wanted that protection and protection from that. So Allah, so the Prophet Muhammad, at peace be upon him, he said, well, just simply say there should be no deception. And so I'm going to leave that there as far as explanations are concerned. Speaking about the same area, Abu Huraira, May Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, do not practice meaning to deceit people or cheat people. So basically, the what I read earlier, what I'm reading now is related in some way. And do not practice cheating people, as I mentioned to you in previous episodes or classes, that a cheating person, for example, they're weighing something or you weighing something for them, and you put your finger on the scale so that weigh more, and so they're getting less but paying more for it. Because some kind of way you cheated that person or shortchanged that person. And the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said, do not cheat. Let me move on to something else that Muslims are not allowed to do to anyone. Period. It doesn't just, I didn't mention a Muslim with a non-Muslim or Muslim yet. Or Muslim to a non-Muslim, he just said, don't do this thing. Don't do this kind of action, because we're supposed to have a good behavior about a good manners about a adab about us, behavior about us, because Allah knows what we're doing and what we're doing and what we're saying. And he also mentioned the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, do not harbor or keep grudge against one another, nor jealousy, nor enmity, and do not show your backs to one another, because as fellow brothers and slaves of Allah, it is not lawful for a Muslim to avoid speaking with his brother beyond 3 days. For example, I'm mad at you about something, you're mad at me about something, and then when we say see each other, we turn our head away. We don't say anything to each other. And we do this beyond three days, and then we're wrong. We should hustle to try to apologize to that person for any wrong that we done to them. Because either you're going to pay now or you're going to pay later. So somewhere and someplace you're going to pay. I'll pay out what you owe. So I'm saying to you, please do not be jealous of a person, showing enmity towards a person, or hold a grudge against a person, or speak to them, or turn your back against them, and not speak with them. If you've been doing this for a while now, then you need to stop doing it and straighten that thing out, whatever it may be, between you and that person. You need to get a third party in there to sort of arbitrate the situation, mediate the situation, and then do so. Bring some trusted person in to mediate the situation between the two of you. Now, you all know in Islam, the Muslim man can have more than one wife. He can have no more than four wives. And so in this next hadith, I'm saying from Asma, and may Allah be pleased with her, she reported, a woman came to the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, and said, I have a co-wife. Is there any harm for me if I give her the false impression of getting something from my husband, which he has not given to me? The Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, the one who creates a false impression of receiving what one has not been given is like one who wears two garments of falsehood. So you can't say, for example, one woman say, or one man says, you know, the person gave me honey or gave me whatever, bread or whatever, money, and the person really did not give it to me, and whatever reason you did it, for create jealousy between yourself and that person, whatever, he gave me, did not give you, she gave me, did not give you, or whatever the case is, it has to be careful about that, and then you're doing it for whatever reason you're doing it, and then you're causing problems and falsehood, and that's what you're doing. You're saying something that is not right, that is not correct, against this individual, for example, and create some kind of negative space or air between within the situation by saying something false. When you're saying something false, no good really can come from saying something. I'm saying something false to an individual. So be very careful about that. And Muslims, we're not allowed to do that. And it mentioned too that it was mentioned by one of the Prophet's companions, may peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. And the Prophet, may peace of Allah be upon him, said, whoever possesses these four characteristics is a sheer hypocrite. And I tell you what hypocrite is now. I'm going to even repeat it now, what a hypocrite is. And anyone possessing one of them possesses the characteristic of a hypocrite until he gives it up. These are: when he is entrusted with something, he proves dishonest. When he talks, he tells a lie. When he makes a covenant, meaning an agreement, he acts treacherously. And when he quarrels, he utters foul language or curses when he quarrels. So be aware there's something that Muslims cannot do. If we only have one of these things, we should try to get rid of it as soon as possible, one of these characteristics. But one of the highlights of telling this is a person's a hypocrite is that he has all of these things, which I'm talking about. When he talks, he lies. When you trust him with something, he makes a covenant. He treacherous. He doesn't hold to that agreement. And when he quarrels, he'll say things that he'll say foul language. He or she will use a foul language. And so And so I want to say to you from one of the prophet's companions, what he saw when he made a journey, mirage or the day of ascension, and Angel Gabriel, he took him to, and he saw some of the things going on in the grave and some of the punishment that people received in the grave. Not in the grave, I'm sorry, but even more in the hellfire. These are some of the punishment people received in the hellfire. He saw them. But there was one that I want to mention that goes to what we're talking about right now. And so the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said, I saw a group of people who were scratching their chests and their faces with copper nails. I asked, who are these people, O Jibril? Here's with Angel Jibril. And Angel Jibril replied, these are the people who ate flesh of others by backbiting and trampling people's honor. And so these are the people that had these sharp nails, these nails that were, as I mentioned before, like copper nails, scratching their chests, scratching their faces. Because why? Because they backbit other people. This is not allowed in Islam, and they dishonor people. This also is not allowed in Islam. It's a bad behavior, prohibited behavior in Islam. And so let me mention something else to my beautiful students pertaining to what we cannot do as Muslims. And it was narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, do you know what is backbiting? The companion said, Allah, the Messenger, knows best. Thereupon, he said, backbiting is talking about your Muslim brother in a manner which he dislikes. It was said to him, what if the Muslim brother is as I say? He said, may peace and blessings be upon him, if he is actually as you say, then that is backbiting. But if that is not in him, that is slandering. And so be careful about slandering the person and also backbiting the person. They're different, but they both are wrong in the action that definitely a Muslim should not do under any circumstance. So let me move on to my beautiful students about one other thing regarding prohibited actions of a Muslim. And as the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, when the son of Adam gets up in the morning, all the limbs humble themselves before the tongue and say, fear Allah for our sake because we are with you. Meaning, i.e., we will be rewarded or punished as a result of what you do. If you are straight, we will be straight. And if you are crooked, we will be crooked. And so be careful what you say, be careful what you do, because your whole body's going to suffer. So they plead with you. Look, watch what you say throughout the day. Because if you do good stuff, you say good stuff, then we'll benefit from it. But if you say bad things and do bad things and do crooked things, then we also will do crooked things. And so please watch out for us. And so I want to mention a couple other things in relation. And it was narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, He who believes in Allah and the last day must either speak good or remain silent. So if you all, me included, cannot say what is good and what is true, then be quiet. Don't say anything at all. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said very few words, but strong meaning when he did speak. You can almost count the words that he said. His words are very meaningful, and not a bunch of words that go on and on and on when he spoke. And so the thing is, be careful about that. And do whatever you have to do to keep yourself from saying that which is bad. And so please remember, my beautiful students, is that he who believes in Allah in the last day must speak good or remain silent. And I want to mention something else to you, and that is basically around the same thing. And it says, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him. He reported that I asked the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, who is the most excellent, khayr, most excellent amongst the Muslims? He said, the one whose tongue and hands the other Muslims are secure. You don't hurt them with your tongue, and you don't hurt them with your hands. This is something that we do not do, and the best of our ability, we try not to do that towards anyone, to hurt them with our tongue or hurt them with our hands. And there's another hadith where the Prophet Muhammad, where basically the same question was asked, and then what he did was, he really didn't say anything. He just said, you know, be careful. You know, he just grabbed his tongue. Hold his tongue. You know, be careful. This is going to get you in a lot of trouble. It can also keep you out of trouble, but it can lead you to a lot of trouble. So be careful about this thing, this tongue, and what you say with this tongue. So my beautiful students, these are just a very few of the prohibited action of a Muslim, be male or female. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.